It's Tuesday, the day we read from your emails. Immigration is the big story of the week. Our coverage of the nationwide marches and rallies yesterday spurred Dora Johnson of California to write, "Seeing tens of thousands of illegal aliens protesting in the streets across this country, waving foreign flags and demanding their rights, has an effect on me and most of my friends and family. We are disgusted and writing letters to our House and Senate representatives." Some were disturbed by the sight of protesters waving foreign flags, but Jean Powers in Boston shared the opposite view. "Despite discrimination facing Irish at the time," she wrote, "my ancestors were proud of their heritage and took pains to teach each new generation the traditions of the old. My own father was a Marine in World War II. His brother died in Korea. We have contributed our services as laborers, maids, writers, politicians, nurses, and policemen, and we have done so without having to forsake our heritage. Mexicans should be able to do the same." Our conversation last week on making and marketing television for babies brought this note from Ariana Stocking in San Rafael, California. "Soon we will have unborn children watching TV in the mother's womb. I cannot believe that with all the information available to parents, people can really believe that a very smartly marketed TV product can be helpful to the baby's development. What is needed is more time for hugging and holding, singing lullabies, reading nursery rhymes, not plunking a baby in front of the tube to lull them into unconsciousness and commercialism." But William Lintz in Utica, New York, came to the defense of TV as a learning tool. "I am a 33-year-old male. I grew up watching Sesame Street from 11 months old. As a result, I learned to read at the age of 21 months. I know I am not the only 33-year-old who learned to read from watching Sesame Street. To run around saying there is no evidence to support the hypothesis that children under 24 months can learn from television is preposterous." We'll give the last word this week to Brian Brock, who wrote, "It's ridiculous to be arguing whether TV is bad for infants when it is clearly bad for adults. American Idol, anyone?" If you have cheers or jeers, the best way to reach us is via email at talk@npr.org. And please remember to tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name. This is Talk of the Nation. I'm Michelle Martin in Washington.
Talk of the Nation is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. You can purchase transcripts of stories you hear on this program, visit our website, npr.org, and click on transcripts at the top of the page. This is NPR.